From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Chinese-owned Syngenta will contribute $2 billion over the next 5 years to create innovations specifically targeted to address climate change. According to AgWeb.com, the company says its goal is to deliver at least 2 technological breakthroughs to the market each year. This announcement is in addition to Syngenta's earlier pledge to reduce the carbon intensity of the company by at least 50% by 2030 to support the goals of the Paris Agreement. California farmers and ranchers stand ready to adopt new technology, according to congressional testimony, especially if it's readily available, scientifically tested, and affordable. Speaking last week to a congressional subcommittee on behalf of the California Farm Bureau Federation, Fresno County farmer Don Cameron recommended continued investment in federal cost-shared programs and urged flexibility in applying new technology to California's diverse farming environment. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is attempting to reassure furious biofuel groups who've run out of patience with the FBA that they'll get their full allotment of ethanol blending next year. Corn growers, ethanol producers, and lawmakers have complained the blending rule is a bait and switch rather than a real fix to problems created by the heavy use of blending exemptions for oil refiners. Wheeler tells AgriMarketing.com, if you read it carefully, you will see it will get us to the 15 billion gallons of ethanol that the president promised. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.